Welcome to Shulchan Aruch Shavua on the Daf. We're holding in Zvochim Daf Chof Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Beis, right before the Mishnah, says that there's a difference between the Mizbeach HaChitzoin and the Mizbeach HaPrimi. The Mizbeach which was outside in the Hazara, and the Mizbeach which is inside in the Heichel. The Mizbeach which is outside is called Ritzba. It's like the floor. And the Mizbeach inside is called Kli Sharis. So Rashi explains, why is the Mizbeach outside called a Ritzba? Because it was built out of stone, shaloi nimshach. There was no meshicha, there was no oil anointed on the mizbeach. But the mizbeach, believe me, is kli sharis v'nimshach im ha-mishkan. There was meshicha done on it when they built the mishkan. So the Cheshek Shleimo asks over here, says the mizbeach achitzon also was put on in oil. Moshe Rabbeinu put oil in all the kelim of the mishkan, including the mizbeach achitzon. So what does Rashi mean to say that the Mizbeach HaChitzon did not have oil, but Mizbeach HaPnimi did have oil? So he answers, yes, in the Mishkan everything was anointed. But then when they built Beis HaMikdosh, so the Mizbeach HaChitzon we did not use anymore. We know the Mizbeach HaChitzon had different dimensions. The Mizbeach HaChitzon doing the Midbar was made out of copper. The Mizbeach that was in time of Shlomo HaMelech was made out of stone. It was a different Mizbeach that had no oil. But the Mizbeach HaPnimi, they used the same Mizbeach they had in time of Moshe Rabbeinu, the same Mizbeach from the Mishkan. So that's what Rashi means, that has the oil on it. Now the Mefarshi point out that the Chur, the Cheshek Shleimo, that says that the Mizbeach HaPnimi was not new, it's the Chur, the Mefarshi Pasuk against it. The Pasuk is in Melachim Aleph, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Memches. It says, Vayas Shleimo is kol hakelim asher beis Hashem. It's Mizbeach Hazov. It says clearly, Shlomo HaMelech built a new Mizbeach called Mizbeach Hazov. And Rashi, there in Melachim, a little earlier in Perek Vav Pasuk Chof, he asked the question, V'temani v'shalmoyshe lamen nignas. Why did they not use Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach in Beis HaMikdosh? It's the same size, the same dimensions. So why didn't they use it? Rashi asked the question, doesn't answer. The Ruach Chaim in Shmoyz Perek Chofei Pasuk Tes also discusses it. And he says there's some remnants there that you cannot use Mizbeach Hazov because Mizbeach Hazov is not written in the same order of the Kelim. Mizbeach Hazov is written after. It's supposed to be written earlier in order of the when the Torah speaks about the Kelim, Mizbeach Hazov should be written earlier because that's its location. But it's written later to tell me you're not going to use it. Pal Kuponim, we see that Mizbeach Hazov was new. They didn't use the one of the Mishkan. And I in the Brisker Rav and Parshas Tetzaveh, he has a long piece regarding the king, and he says that there was a special nevuah that came in the time of Shlomo HaMelech that they said to build everything was a new nevuah. Everything that Shlomo HaMelech did was all a nevuah mishamayim. And therefore, he needed to do a new one because that was part of the nevuah that Shlomo HaMelech had to create new Beis HaMikdosh with new kelim, even though the kli was the same size. So we go back to the question, what does Rashi mean to say that the Mizbeach HaChitzoin did not have oil in it? And Mizbeach HaPnimi did have oil in it. They both were new and they both did not have oil. So Shlomo Fisher, in a Sefer Beis Yishai, Simon Lamed Beis, explains it. And really the Cheshek Shleimo already quotes it. The Gemara tells us that the Kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu did, how were they anointed, how they became proper to be Roy Lavoida with oil. But the kelim that were done later by Shlomo HaMelech, avaydasom mecher chosom. Just by working in them, they make them roi lavoida. So says Shlomo Fisher, and similarly, he's brought down the name of the Tzofras Baneach, the Rogachov, that any kli which is exactly the same size like the one the Moshe Rabbeinu had is considered to be that's replacing Moshe Rabbeinu's kli. So even though Moshe Rabbeinu's kli is not being used anymore, but because we have another kli, which is exactly the same dimension, the exact same size, so it continues the same concept of Moshe Rabbeinu, even though it did not have actual oil in it. But once you start working it, it continues what Moshe Rabbeinu did. But that's only kelim that have the same dimension, the same size, they look the same. But kelim that change, that they don't look the same like Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not continuing what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Says Shlomo Fisher, that's Shadon Rashi. The Mizbeach HaChitzon, it looks different, a different size, it's made of a different material. That does not have Shemen HaMishcha on it. But the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that's the same way, the same shape and design as Moshe Rabbeinu. So even though it was a new one, but because you replace Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach with this one, is considered to be that it continues Moshe Rabbeinu, and Shemen and Mishravit is continuing on. Baal Kulpanim comes out, according to this, a new Deher and Machshava, how to look at the different Mizbechos. The Mizbeach HaChitzoin is a Mizbeach which is new, which is not Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. It's a new type of Mizbeach. The Mizbeach HaPrimi, that's the same Mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu had, even though we made a new one, but it continues the Mahalach of Moshe Rabbeinu. It continues the same process that Moshe Rabbeinu began before. And I'm the Meshechach Mon Farsh Tetzavit. He goes in our Gemara and explains, and maybe this connects this whole Mahalach. He says, the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, because it's called a Ritzbah, so then the Gedusha could be lost, because we have a concept that we learn, the Bo Pritzi Mechilalua. Once going come into Beis HaMikdash, they violate and take away the Gedusha Beis HaMikdash. So Mizbeach HaChitzoin, which is called a Ritzbah, which was called regular Beis HaMikdash, it loses its Gedusha. But Mizbeach HaPrimi, Mizbeach HaPrimi is a klisharis. Klisharis never loses his Kedusha. If you connect the Meshech Chochmah to the Beis Yishai, so you could say, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu did, that Kedusha never stops. As the Yisoid, the Maharal says, what Moshe Rabbeinu began doesn't have an ending to it. It always remains. But the Binyan of Beis HaMikdash and the Kalim that are not Moshe Rabbeinu's, that's something that the Kedusha can end, and that's why the Bo Pritzi Mechilalua applies there. To sponsor, to join the Shomach Shava Shurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.